questions, please contact him directly.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm just saying, when we talked to Diane this morning, we've got
everything. Okay, college, right?
Well, okay. Well, no, I mean, because he's...
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. And see, that'll send her to the...
What it said, how it settled down with me is...
She can, but just so everybody mm-hmm. knows, we've got a reformed version.
But it's not until November, so there's like, that's good. Yes, you have to do that.
Yeah. I just wanted
good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Portland City Council. Our session begins right now. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard? Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
We begin with communication. Carla, will you please call or read item, the title for 1245?
Request of Bonnie Tinker to address council regarding an impeachment resolution.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Okay. Hello, I'm Bonnie Tinker from Portland. We have all heard that impeaching Bush and Cheney is a long shot, if not politically impossible. But this is Portland. We are known for tackling the impossible. You severed ties with the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force because it is a threat to liberty and justice. The Portland City Council passed a resolution opposing the Iraq War because the Bush administration's pursuit of that war was initiated by deceit, is killing hundreds of thousands of innocent people, and our national conduct of that war has destroyed the reputation of our country's claim of liberty and justice for all. History now demands of us that we resist the loss of our civil rights, democracy, and resist the inhumane conduct of our government by petitioning our Congress to impeach George W. Bush and Richard Cheney. If you have any remaining doubts, go to pbs.org and watch Cheney's Law on Frontline, which aired last night. The points of the proposed impeachment resolution are simple. George Bush and Cheney conspired with others to defraud the United States of America by intentionally misleading Congress and the public regarding the threat from Iraq in order to justify a war in violation of U.S. law. George Bush has admitted to ordering the National Security Agency to conduct electronic surveillance of American civilians without seeking a warrant, a violation of U.S. law. George Bush and Richard Cheney conspired to commit the torture of prisoners in violation of the Federal Torture Act, the UN Torture Convention, and the Geneva Convention, which are part of the supreme law of the land. George W. Bush and Richard Cheney acted to strip American citizens of their constitutional rights by ordering indefinite detention without access to legal counsel, without charge, and without the opportunity to appear before a civil judicial officer to challenge the detention, based solely on the discretionary designation by the President of the U.S. of a U.S. citizen as an enemy combatant. In all of this, they acted in a manner contrary to their trust as president and vice president, subversive of constitutional government, to the manifest injury of the people of Portland and the United States of America. It is possible for Portland to recommend the impeachment of Bush and Cheney. By law, petitions from the country at large may be presented to the Speaker of the House. Please send a message to our children, to the global community, and to history that Portland is a city dedicated to liberty and justice for all. We urge you to bring the impeachment resolution forward for public discussion and adoption by the Portland City Council. Thank you for listening.
Carla, please call the title for item 1246.
Request of David H. Jackson to address council regarding an impeachment resolution.
Thank you.
morning, members of the City Council. My name is David H. Jackson. I hold a master's degree from the University of Oregon and have taught political science and U.S. citizenship at the community college level. I am a citizen activist. My recent focus has been on election integrity issues. I have testified previously before you in favor of voter-owned elections. Let me first remind you that impeachment is a right of Americans mentioned 7 times in the U.S. Constitution. It is not a conviction or a trial, but a fact-finding effort. While many serious charges have been made regarding President Bush's conduct, I will confine my remarks to the illegal war in Iraq. Let me quote from an article of impeachment that was drafted by the Center of Constitutional Rights. Now, let me say also that although I'm talking specifically about President Bush, I believe that Vice President Cheney is also a co-conspirator, and that what I'm saying is responsibility is shared by him. The initiation and continuation of the war constitutes a high crime and misdemeanor and is illegal as well. In undertaking that war, George W. Bush violated his oath of office and constitutional obligation that the laws be faithfully executed. George W. Bush has subverted the Constitution, its guarantee of a Republican form of government, and the constitutional separation of powers by undermining the rightful authority of Congress to declare war, oversee foreign affairs, and make appropriations. He did so by justifying the war with false and misleading statements and deceived the people of the United States as well as Congress. He denied the electorate the right to make an informed choice and thereby undermined democracy. George W. Bush acted contrary to his trust as president, and by such conduct warrants impeachment and trial and removal from office. Now, why should the Portland City Council pass a resolution to impeach President Bush? One answer is that the U.S. Constitution is precious to Portland citizens as it is to all Americans. Another reason is the deaths of Portlanders resulting from Mr. Bush's Iraq adventure. We mourn the loss of these members of our community. A very real concern to this council is the drain on our National Guard and Reserve in terms of both manpower and materiel. As a city, we are less safe when our National Guard units are deployed overseas at times of emergencies like forest fires, flooding, tsunamis, or earthquakes. Is it too late to make this effort? I say that it is not. We must begin this process to put future presidents on notice about the limits of presidential power under our Constitution. Thank you for the opportunity to speak before you today.
Thank you, sir. Carla, will you please read the title for agenda item number 1247?
Request of Carla Hansen to address council regarding impeachment.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
It's a privilege to be here. My name is Carla Hansen, Carla Casey Hansen. I'm vice chairperson of the Multnomah County Democratic Party. It's my honor to speak before you today on behalf of that body. The Multnomah Democratic Party supports the impeachment of George Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney, and we urge you to endorse the resolution of impeachment before you. You've heard from dozens of speakers who have detailed the transgressions committed by the Bush administration. I'll not reiterate these, but instead focus on why you, as city commissioners, should take such action. My party has endorsed the prospect of impeachment neither out of partisanship nor out of venom. While we seek to hold individuals accountable for their crimes, the higher priority for us is the integrity of the Republic. Never before has the United States Constitution been so systematically eviscerated through dozens of edicts issued from and acts perpetrated by an administration. Whether on the street or whether in a meeting room, there is a level of palpable fear and concern that exists among the citizens of this country. The balance of power has been skewed dramatically, yet few attempts have been made to correct the shift. The people of this country understand this, yet we have been continually dismissed by elected officials who insist that talk of impeachment is extremist. It is not. Impeachment is not a problem, it is a solution to a severe problem. Thomas Jefferson and the founders foresaw the need for such a tool and carefully constructed it to protect future generations of Americans. We are truly in a constitutional crisis, and it is up to elected officials at all levels to recognize this and act appropriately. There is an interconnectedness between the governances of this country from the Beltway to the one way down the street. Our system is dependent upon the fact that we all follow the same rules, and the rock of those rules is our Constitution. As the Constitution is set aside, the citizens in your care suffer. They are spied upon, their homes are raided, and they are sent again and again and again into a war, into an illegal occupation. Because of our form of government, statesmen and stateswomen can exist at any level. Today I ask you, on behalf of the Multnomah County Democrats, in defense and protection of the citizens of Portland, to be such statesmen. Please uphold your oath of office, support the Constitution of the United States, support the citizens of Portland, and support the resolution of impeachment before you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We're now going to move to the regular agenda. And Carla, would you please read the title for agenda item number 1248?
Authorize the Director of the Bureau of Planning to enter into intergovernmental agreements with the Portland Development Commission to provide professional, technical, and expert services for planning.
This is a second reading, so vote only.
Adams?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stinn?
Aye.
Moves us to agenda item 1249.
Authorize application to Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board Restoration Grant Program in the amount of $150,000 for Stevens Creek Confluence Habitat Enforcement Project.
Does council have any questions regarding this agenda item? Hearing none, it'll move to a second reading. Please read the title for agenda item 1250.
Authorize the Director of the Bureau of Environmental Services to enter into intergovernmental agreements with the Portland Development Commission to provide professional, technical, and construction services for environmental and stormwater improvements within designated urban renewal districts.
Does council have any questions regarding agenda item 1250? Hearing none, would you please call or would you please read item 1251?
Amend contract with Friends of Burnside Cooch, Inc. for additional work for the Burnside Transportation and Urban Design Project.
This is a second reading, vote only.
Adams?
I do have some questions about this.
It's a second reading. Go ahead. I don't know if the staff is here. Maybe I can answer that.
Yeah. Is this a sole source contract originally?
I don't know the answer to that question. Do you want to set it over?
Yeah, I'd prefer to set it over a week. So, I guess I'm concerned about a sole source and secondly, exactly what the group is doing. And it sounds to me like a lot of the work they're doing is work that the city people should be doing anyway. So I'd like more information on this before I can vote on it.
So unless there's objection, I'll set it over to next week. Regular agenda.
Okay, that'll be the October 24th morning session.
Okay. Please read.
I'll have somebody here then to answer.
Of course. Please read agenda title 1252.
Adopt the State of Oregon 2007 editions of the Oregon Structural Specialty Code and the Oregon Mechanical Specialty Code, including optional sprinkler code, accommodate state administrative rule revisions for plumbing and electrical regulations.
Second reading, vote only.
Adams?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stinn?
Aye.
Moving on to agenda item 1253, please call the title.
Reimburse unspent money from the Water Bureau Growth Impact Trust Fund to certain wholesale customers.
This is a vote only. Please call the roll.
Adams?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stinn?
Aye.
Please read title 1254.
Authorize an agreement with Police Activities League to provide payment for operational support to youth programs.
Any questions from the City Council regarding agenda item 1254? Moves to a second reading. Agenda item 1255, please read.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Metro for land acquisition services.
This is a second reading, vote only. Please call the roll.
Adams?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stinn?
Aye.
All right. This session of the City Council stands adjourned until next week.
Close to the record.
I don't think I won the...